רומא לאביי לרובה. רומא לאביי לרובה. כסיב מיטב סודי ומיטב קרמו ישלם. מיטב סודי ומיטב קרמו ישלם. מיטב אין. מי דאחרין אלוי? That's משמע, you have to give דווקא מיטב. מי דאחרין אלוי? ואותן יושיב לרבויס שווה כסף ואפילו סובין. So the Gemara is asking a kasha. Stiras ha-psukim. Dehainu, the gibboit of the stiras ha-psukim is even that one posuk is on shen ve-regel, ve-bir bis-de-acher, meitav sodeh u-meitav karmo yeshalem. And the other posuk is in boir. Ba'al ha-bor yeshalem kesef yoshiv le-ba'olo ve-ameisi aloi. So stam be-pshat. What is the Gemara's kasha? We're asking a kasha from boir to shen ve-regel. Shen ve-regel you pay meitav. Boyer, you pay everything. But does this portion, the Gemara here is Giboit and the Gemara in Daf Hei. The Gemara in Daf Hei says that Tachas Nesine Yeshalem Kesef, that we learn out in a Hekesh that everyone is the same Parsha, and the Meitav in all of them is the Zelbe Sot Meitav. So what is the Zelbe Sot Meitav in all of the Mazikim? And we learn out all of the Mazikim one from each other. So what we learn out the Mazikim one from each other? The main of the Gemara's Kasha is that those state that you pay Meitav, und da steht Yoshev l'Rabbi Shove Kesef ve'afilu Subin. In the Gemara's Kasha, the Achroinim and the Rishonim HaMedayek, the Gemara didn't ask a Kasha direct. Here steht Meitav, da steht Kesef. Why the Gemara has to bring the Braise? V'otanye, the first thing you don't bring Otanye, you bring a Pasuk. Rome le'abai l'rove, k'siv Meitav Sodei u'Meitav Karmo Yishalem, v'k'siv Yoshev, v'k'siv, Kesef Yoshev le'ba'olov. Why the Gemara has to bring down a braise to ask the kasha? Why to ask the kasha from a braise? Stell the kasha on the braise. Ask the kasha direct. Do steht meitav, do steht kesef. Muchach, that was pushed to the Gemara that kesef and meitav is the selbe zach. Kesef and meitav is the same level. As is muchach. On them led the Gemara to ask the kasha, ksiv meitav, ksiv kesef, echob astire. Why not?
The whole thing paying kakas after you don't pay
kesef. Nochmal. I'm asking you a shayla. Why the Gemara didn't ask the kasha? Do shteit meitav, do shteit kesef. No. Do shteit meitav, do shteit kesef. Here shayla you have to give meitav. Do shteit you have to give kesef. The Teretz is nishkin kasha. Kesef and meitav is nishkin kasha. More from that. Could be the whole mile of meitav is that duch meitav you can make money. You can make a shove kesef out of meitav. But the Achronim HaMedayek, the Gemara, atrop vayta. Even that, the Gemara didn't bring down, ve'otanye, yoshiv l'rabbi shove kesef. Maybe we'll see Rabbi Nuchanan or Taka will bring down as our loshen. Yoshiv l'rabbi shove kesef. The Gemara said, yoshiv l'rabbi shove kesef ve'afilu subin. Why the Gemara has to mention ve'afilu subin? So Yehuda wants the answer. It's one braise, so we didn't want to bring a halber from the braise. We didn't want to bring a halber from the braise. It's a good talent. Why do... But we're medayek in Rashi that the Gemara is not asking a kasha to get to the whole avon of the sugya. That the Gemara didn't ask a kasha, do shteit meitav, do shteit shove kesef. Why? Shove kesef also could be meitav. From the best, from the diamonds, from the gold of his house. He gives meitav karka, or the meitav shove kesef. The kasha is only, v'shteit, the Gemara, in braise shteit ve'afilu subin, even if he has good stuff, he has gold and silver and diamonds, he could give subim, then it's a stira. Do shteit meitav, do shteit, that he has to give afilu subim. But etzem akashe, from etzem that he has to give shove kesef and he doesn't have to give dafka, those vice toys the Gemara didn't have a kasha. Those vice toys the Gemara didn't have a kasha. We have to be masbir later why the Gemara didn't have a kasha. But the Gemara didn't have a kasha from that. As I will see in a second, is meduik and Rashi. Maybe we'll see the Rashi now. Rashi says, Yoshiv kesef, Yoshiv ba'olov, da'avi le'michtab ala bo'yo shalem kesef. Yoshiv v'kosav rachmom elomali, oil v'kvar ksiv yeshalem le'rabis kol ha'shovetz. So the word of this Rashi, shtei nishklor, if the kash is from the subin, or the kash is from Yoshiv le'rabis shove kesef. But when we come back, the Gemara is asking, a kash, do shteit meitav, do shteit le'rabis shove kesef, ve'afilu subin, we're saying, we'll see balt in Rashi, that the ikir kash is from ve'afilu subin. Rabbi Nuchanan, shteit nishtazeh. And for the Gemara, לא קשה. כאן מדייטוי, כאן בעל כורחוי. זאת רשי פשט. מדייטוי. אם משלם למלך ניסקי מדייטוי, דלוי אתכך ליצקו לו בבייס דין, שוקל סובין. אבל אם אינו רוצה המזק לשלם ניסקוי לנזק, אלו בייס דין, דיינו בעל כורחוי, אינו משלם אלו כסף. זאת רשי סס כלו. מדייטוי משלם סובין. משמע, שתקלמו משמע דבר למרשי, דקשה מוסתקף עם דסובין. אין פרדי גמורה, מדייטו, he pays subin. Rashi speaks it out, show the kesef. If the kasha was not from the word subin, why Rashi is busy with the subin? Midaito, he pays a show the kesef. Here he doesn't pay a show the kesef. A dikduk, mishkan dikduk. Mishkan dikduk. Mishkan dikduk. But medukduk in Rashi, that the whole kasha was from the subin. We'll see later, there's three former Rashi's in the Hemshech Zayin, Amud Beis, and Chesem Amud Aleph, from what is exactly the kasha, from the subin to show the kesef. Because, okay, what is the teretz of the Gemara? Kan midaitoi, kan baal kochoi. If it's midaitoi, you could give afilu subin. If it's midaitoi, you could give subin. If it's not midaitoi, you have to give afilu shove kesef. If it's not midaitoi, you give afilu shove kesef. What is the teretz of the Gemara? Kan midaitoi, kan baal kochoi. Rashi says here he was matriach beizdin, he was not matriach beizdin. So, מיד we could clear a chakira. What's the pshat? The pshat is, מסבורה, you have to pay מיטב. If you give me דייטוי, you're so nice. You run around. So we want you, we give you a מיילה, then you could pay מיטב. And then you could pay כל מילה. The first side is, בעצם you have to pay מיטב. But you're such a nice person, you don't wait for בייס דין. You're mamish, you go on your own. So we give you as a present. You could pay אפילו שווה כסף. Other than Nusach is fakert. Be'etzem, you have to pay Shove Kesef. If you matriach Beisdin, we coinist you, you have to pay Meita. How you don't shat in the Teretz of the Gemara? Again, Tutsdodim. The Pashtus is, I pay Meita. I'm such a nice person. So they give me off. Other name, Be'etzem, I pay Subin. I pay Subin. Or if I'm not behaving, the mele, I have to pay meitav. As mashma in the Rishonim, like the second tzad, not like the first tzad. The Rishonim asked the kasha and Rashi, so azat taina and a mensch that he waited for Beis Din? He doesn't know the halochas. The guy told him that he owes money. He thinks that he doesn't owe money. Such a avle that he went to Beis Din? Every person that comes with taina said that he has to pay. Because that's what Rebbe Ochber, on bo bekame, mitzvorim daf nishtzolim. Echal, tfar bo bekame. Such a taina, weiss es, you are taina, if I'm nishgila on bo bekame. The pastor was like, "He doesn't know about Bekames. Such a tiny, he doesn't know about Bekames. Amel, he's waiting for Beis Din. Such a stark tiny and a measure, he doesn't know about Bekames. Now, if we learn pshat like the first tzad, sigonish. You're right, there's no tininess on you. But as if you have to pay meitav. If you're a nice person, we give you off. Nebach, it's not your fault that you're not a nice person. But it's a bonus to the person that comes on his own and he pays. Beis Din give him off that he doesn't have to pay meitav. Baisus in the Rishonim is fakert. No one has to pay meitav. Be'etzem you have to pay subin lefi Rashi. We are koinus you. While you are matriach Beis Din, we are koinus you to pay meitav. Melef ragi the Rishonim, it's not a reason for eknas. A mesh nishgivus da aloches. Such a reason to be koinus him? Not such a reason to be koinus him. Not such a reason to be koinus him. Nishta zei shver? Nishta zei shver the Rishonim? Lama gay next to Shure de Gemore. Zog de Gemore, so first I'm noch a diuk in Rashi. Rashi says, אבל אם אינו רוצה המזיק לשלם ניסקוי לניזק, אלו בייס דין היינו בעל כוחו, אינו משלם אלו כסף. ורשש says to ספר, אינו משלם אלו מיטב. בעל כוחו, you pay מיטב, not כסף. So what is the answer? That כסף and מיטב is the same. Forget, כסף and מיטב is the same. ישלם כסף, כסף and מיטב is the same. So the world has a שטיקל האורה here. So Rashi could have said even שווה כסף. If we say that the ganze kasha was only from the subin, so Rashi had to say, "Aval ba'al kochoi, he could give shove kesef." Though his mashal from Rashi is shtikel fakert, that ba'al kochoi has to give kesef. Shove kesef is not like meita. Rashi says lav dafka. Zog di gemore chobaray daikenami. Nichsiv yeshalem ba'al kochoi. And the pasuk from Sde Acher says meitav sodei umeitav karmo yeshalem. Ayin borid also says balabor yeshalem. Abdir says Yishalem Kesef. But Yoshev is very on them. Those state, Balasoda Yishalem, says Masha Baal Koch. אמר לאביי, מי כסיב ישולם? ישלם כסיב. מדי דל משמע. צעמוד מגמורי, פסקים לבי כסיסת שגמורי. רובס אז די כנעמי, דל אז מדי טוי. שתהיד ישלם. זוגתם רבי, די כנעמי. אז ישולם. ישלם מנז מדי טוי. רובס אז די כנעמי. אחו בריי. אין אביי יותר, אז פונקט וקרט. ישלם אז משמע עושה מדי טוי. זה מחלקס מן הקוצה אל הקוצה? זאת אומרת דרשני. זאת אומרת דרשני, ועושה למחלקס רובן הבאי. זאת אומרת, במה מפשוט הטוב ודוין לגמורה, את המחלקס הבאי אין רובן, I want to go to the עמק הסוגיה. לגמורה says, כאן מדי יותר כאן בעל כורחוי. What is the פשט כאן מדי יותר כאן בעל כורחוי? Our Rashi is a שטיקל משמועס. Rashi says that he was מטריח him to base him. What about matriach him to Beis Din? He went to complain to Beis Din. Yadam didn't want to pay, so he went to the Rav, and the Beis Din said he has to pay. And then he paid? So the Shittim Mekubetza says, no, and then he didn't pay, and Beis Din had to make a Maisei Gvir. Chmeis Din Shifsimash Mazein Rashi Yonat. Aber in Shittim Mekubetza B'Shem De Gilyoin, Shteit Aziklo. In Rabbeinu Hananel, Shteit Doklo. How you learn Pshat Baal Kochoy? Beis Din made the Gvir, or he was asking to pay after Beis Din told him? What? He was asking to pay, or basically made a gvir ba'al kochoy. Rabbeinu Chananel look shteit klo. Uporik im bo amazik l'shalem ma'atzmei kosher yirtzo, v'im docho mi l'shalem, u'beizdin goivim, u'moitzim imenu, en goivim elo meitav. Unazei shteit in the shita mekubetzes, as the shita that I mentioned before, he asked, it's such a avle that a person doesn't know but bekame? He says, no, the avle is that they told him to pay and he was not asking to pay. And they had to force him, the makloist, to take away his sada. He was not asking to give it and he was fighting with Beis Din. Then we were kind of simtake. And the Shita Mekubetzes learns us, given Baal Kolchoy. So now we have to understand. So the Gemara says, kan midaitoi, kan Baal Kolchoy. What is midaitoi? He was asking to pay, midaitoi. Baal Kolchoy is he didn't want to pay and Beis Din forced him and Beis Din made a maisei gvir. אז אני לרן דשית המקובצס עם רבינו חנן. לא מגיעים פרסט לפי רבינו חנן אלא דשית המקובצס. So what is the mile? If it's midaitoi, he could pay כל מילה. If it's בעל כורחוי, he has to pay only מיטב. Why? What is the חילוק תקה? כמו עושה זה חילוק. midaitoi, he pays everything what he wants. בעל כורחוי, he pays מיטב. Why? רבינו חנן doesn't say words of knas. So what is the difference? בעל כורחוי, he pays מיטב. Midaita, he pays kol ma sheroitze. So the first pshat is in chidush she'arim, in chidush dike pshat. It says everyone has to pay meitav. Just what? A person goes and he doesn't pay meitav. What you could do to him? He doesn't pay meitav. Basically, we'll tell him, but you have to pay meitav. He will ask, what is the difference of the price if the meitav or not meitav? There's no difference in the price. Because you give him a bigger ziburis in the same size. So what is the whole ma'ilev meitav? People like it more. But they don't pay for it more. Because if they pay for it more, you can include it in the price and he gets less. So it's pochis mishav prute. So Beis Din can't want him to give it. So if he goes and he pays midaitoi, he doesn't pay meitav, and Beis Din can't do nothing to him. But when he's not paying, and Beis Din have to make a maisei gvir, they go and they have the meitav already. As I learned the chidush she'arim. So the divrei cheskel frek, so lefi dem, if a person is really a tzaddik and an honest person, he has to give meitav. Afilu midaitoi. Like, yeah, in echanami, as he learned the chidush she'arim. Adoi chakdik epshaf in the chidush she'arim. But the chidush she'arim is ma'amit, so what is the difference? Zog the chidush she'arim, the mahalach is azei. Midaitoi, midaitoi, the pshat is, not that he doesn't have to give meitav, but if he gives midaitoi ein a meitav, you can't force him to give more. If he gives midaitoi, you can't force him to give more. If he gives Baal Kolchoy, so then we could go and we could chap even the meitav. What? No, if I care, the Torah said Yoshiv that Lemaisa he's doing it.
Tell you that it's okay. Not like the Kash was Kash.
I think it's your Kash is Bichlan, not a Kash. I'll explain to you. Why I need to psuk in Bichlan that is Yoshiv? We have a Hekesh, meitav, and Yoshiv, Kesef, Tachas, Nesine. The psukim I needed. The only the Shaila, the Shinuya, the Shoinus. We have Kesef Kesef Hekesh. We need a Pesukim for Hekeshim. On them will be... Right. Could be before that we would never know that there could be Yoytze Tashlumim. tells us that could be yoytze tashlumim, nor is it not the din of meitav. Meile, that chelik in the middle, I'm yoytze tashlumim. I'm it's a shver chidush harim. What is the other way to learn pshat? Like we wanted to learn in Rashi, that we are koinesim. Balabati she pshat. That if he's forcing Beis Din to machen meshuga, so we koinesim to pay meitav. If he's not forcing Beis Din, so we're not koinesim to pay meitav. It's a shver zach, it's a shein pshat. Rabbeinu Hananel doesn't mention a word of knas. No one mentions a word of knas. Maybe Rashi. But Rabbeinu Hananel for sure doesn't mention a word of knas. Look at Loshon Rabbeinu Hananel. Zog the Welt, that's a chayin, alom de shechilek. The Welt is azay. The Welt. Le Malin goes into your side, Reb Nochem. What is the aloche to pay meitav? When you mazik a person, you have to pay him. You also have to pay him meitav. Kach nemar aloche, you have to pay him $100, and you have to pay him meitav. A part of the punishments that a person, Hashem put on the person that is mazik, other name. Hashem never put on the mazik a din to pay meitav. They gave rights to the person that was Nizak, that when he wants to make a Maisei Gvia, he has a right to take the best from the other person. Not that it's a din on you to pay Meitav. It's a din on him, that he has a schus to mona Meitav. If you pay me Daitoi, there's no reason to pay Meitav. Mapitom to give him Meitav. I'm not Mechuyev to give Meitav. If he's Goyve, he has a schus to go and take the Meitav. I know it sounds to you right. How you would write, if I would tell you, you have to write the aloche, you have to write the aloche, that a person has to pay meitav. How you would write the aloche? Give a loshen. How a person has to pay meitav. How you would write? Im odo mazik, chayav lishalem meitav. Open the Mishnah. Open the Mishnah. That Beis Amud Aleph, the last Rashi in the Mishnah. Look good, the loshen Rashi in the Mishnah. The first Rashi in the, last Rashi in the Mishnah. Look at the last Rashi in the Mishnah. Meitav oretz, me'idis nechosov yigmed ve'yezeikoi. Me'idis nechosov yeshalem t'me'yezeikoi. The Rambam is also the Zelbezach. The Rambam is a stiritake. In Perikhes, Meniske Momen, when he brings down the aloche and aloche yud, ukshebeizdim niskokim ligvois, minichse hamazik, okay, we pass in kol mila meitav lemaskona. We pass in the metaltelim is the best meitav. It's better for makarka. Maskona, this is maskona segmore. But kshebeizdi niskokim. You think the Rambam doesn't know how to write? I'm not going to ask the stir, but the Rambam when he starts this kimon aloche beiz keitzad meshalem im hizik meshalem in a meitav. As we will write it, we have to know. Not behelim the first Rambam. I'm just bringing down the Duke in Rashi. What? What? Because the halacha is that you have a right to give money. We'll medayek then why Rashi said it and we'll masber it. We'll masber every line in Rashi. Aber wie schreibt man, was is the din of meitav? Yelen oz aschus. Not that it's my din. But made a very poshut. For a person, we're holding out the vial in this shlav of the Gemara. The maskona will see, kol mile meitav, it's kimat not negea anyways. But the shlav of the Gemara, b'shitas rove, midaito you don't pay meitav. It's not in meitav on me. That I don't have to pay meitav. I have to pay him $100. Why I have to give him meitav? He has rights. When he comes to man, and I'm not paying him, Hashem gave him a right, not to take a shvach, to chab the beste. This is what Hashem gave him a koyach. But it's not my halacha to give him a meitav. It's a glatavot. It's a glatavot. No, the Chiddush Harim says Ander Zach. That Be'etzim I have a din to give him Meitav. And I didn't give him. It's Pochon Sheva Pruta, based on canned money to that little knech. There's no way to chop it. No, I have to give it. Lefid Chiddush Harim, I have to pay Meitav. Just if I gave him something else, he's missing Pochon Sheva Pruta, he doesn't have a right to money. I'm going Lefid Chiddush Harim in the Chiddush Harim. If this is MS, Herzachain good. I want to tell you something. Azam Mosik Midvash, I don't know why no one says it. I'll say Azam Mosik Midvash. So I want to say like this. This pshat is a vade only if we say a chiluk, that when Beis Din goive, he has a right for meitav. If I pay, so this is a lom de shechiluk. It's not about a bati sheknas. When I pay, I don't have a din to give meitav. Hashem gave him koiches when he's goive. When he's goive, lemoshel. It's like halacha l'moshe in some asachim. When a person doesn't pay, they basically have to wait 30 days till the goyve. They have to make a achroze. It's halachas. To be goyve ba'al kolchoy, a person doesn't have money, ba'al choyv, mesadri moisoy, en mesadri moisoy, lo'y tovoy la'avoy t'avoytoy, al tiyo lo'y kenoisha. It's different halachas. Here Hashem said, if someone was mazik you, when you go, take the best. You could take the best. Mishta alamol, you could take the best. You could take something. But it's halacha on yenem, that he has a right to take his best. But the person pays, and he's talking parashah from Meitav. This is the glatte vote b'das rove. It's the glatte vote b'das rove. Now, this vote is a shene vote. But again, only in the Rishonim that a mechalek, that midaitoi means that he pays midaitoi, and Baal Kochim means that he pays in the force. Right? And this is Rishonim. But if we learn like Rashi, like we're medaik in the first Rashi, that midaitoi Baal Kochim, both of them I pay. Midaitoi means if I went to Beis Din myself, if I paid on my own, I pay what I want. But if I went to ask the Shaila in Beis Din, they had to yell at me already, then I have to pay Meitav. There you can't say this lomdus. There you have to say Balabatish. If I'm a nice person, they're not kindness me. If I'm not a nice person, they are kindness me. Maskim or not. So basically we have two pshotim. We have the Duki Loshen and Rashi, that Rashi said that it's mashma if I was matriach based in the kindness me. If I'm not matriach based in the not kindness me, as a Loshen atroche. As a Loshen knas. And we have the Rabbi Nuchanan, it's Givaldik Elomdus. What is the Givaldik Elomdus? The Givaldik Elomdus is, if they made a Maisek Gvir, so then Eine Chaname, I have a right from Eitav. The enemy has a right to mend the Meitav, but when I pay on my own, I don't have bichlal a chiyuv to pay Meitav. If thus is emes, I want now just to take the whole sugya to one more step. What Rashi holds? What is midaitoi ba'al kocho? We say, if I made Beis Din Meshuga, if I wanted to pay right away, I don't have to pay Meitav. If I made Meshuga, I went to Beis Din, I have to pay Meitav. Frek de Velt, Astira and Rashi. Astira and Rashi. Even that Rashi says like this in the beginning, we have a stir in Rashi. Look at the next Rashi. And the first Rashi, the Bramaschil Yoshiv, and Midaito, is like Rashi, in Mishalim Limadik Niski Midaito, the Loy Atreche, Litzakolo Bebezdin, Shokil Subi. But if Eino Roitza, Amazik Lishalim, Elo Bebezdin, Eino Baal Kochoi, the Hainu Baal Kochoi, it's not a real Baal Kochoi, Eino Mishalim Elo Kesef, Elo Meitav. Now look in Rashi, the Bramaschil Yoshulam, Mashma Lidei Acherim, the Bezdin Yoyrdim Lenechos of the Mazik, אבל ישלם משמע נמי מדייתו. The next Rashi, Rashi is Masru that Azevi Rabbeinu Hananu. That means that some people thought the whole sugya is Baal Kocha. I want to say as Apshat. Not Masru to Stir in Rashi? Why is that a Stir in Rashi? Why is that a Stir in Rashi? Why is that a Stir in Rashi? So I think like this. Helzach and good. I think Emes Lamito. Abai, Rove answered, kan midaitoi kan baal kochoi means, here, he paid on his own, then you pay what you want, and if he goes to the Beis Din, and Beis Din tell him, yeshalim, you have to pay, yeshalim, then you have to give meitav. And Rove said, it's meduyek, yeshalim. They tell him he has to meshalim. The loshen yeshalim is mashma, Beis Din tell him to be meshalim. Abaye learned, pshat, that this chiddush of Rove doesn't make sense. What is the difference if the matriach based in or not? He thought that the yesod of rove is a lomdish avot. What is the yesod of rove? The yesod of rove is a lomdish avot. What is the lomdish avot? The lomdish avot is, if based in made a gvir, then it's a din meitav. He pays on his own, it's no din meitav. As I Abaye learned pshat. So Abaye mele asked the kashe, if we're talking about kochay from based in, you have to say yeshulam. Rove never meant Baal Kochi Shel Beis Din. Rove meant Rashi learns Pshat. If he was Matriach Beis Din, you pay Meitav. If he's not Matriach Beis Din, you pay Afilu Subi. Yeshalem Mashma, he was Matriach Beis Din. He told the Beis Din to be Meshalem. Yeshalem is Mashma Baal Kochi. Das is the Diuk von Rove. Daikenami. Rove, Abaye understands Pshat in the vault of Rove, not like Rove says, Stam. That if a matriach based in you pay meitav and if not, not. Abaye bichlal is not mekabel it. So what Abaye taught that the pshat in Rove is, that if it's al-kolchoy from Beis Din, if it's a gvir from Beis Din, then you pay meitav. If it's your own gvir, you don't pay meitav. Frekt Abaye, yeshulam. Rashi says, yeshulam. Mashma de acherim, she Beis Din yodim in echosov. So in Abaye's kash, zogt Rashi, that it has to be al-idei ha-Beis Din. Rove bichlal never meant al-idei ha-Beis Din. Rove meant yeshalem, if he was matriach based in or not matriach based in. I think if you medak the divrei Rashi, I think it's medukdek min choymer. Say, Rabbi Chananel didn't go into it. The Chavetz of Rabbi Chananel will answer. But by the Asrashi, we have a Mahalach that is not Stam Machlekes Abayi Verov of Sido Adiyuk and Ishtok and Diyuk. So Advorim Meirim, Advorim Meirim. In Rov and Rashi was Marich. The Loi Atreche, Litzik, Olav Bebeisdin, have another Diyuk. But in Eino Roitze, Lishalem Niskel, Elo Bebeisdin, Dehainu Baal Korchoi. Not Mamish Baal Korchoi. Dehainu Baal Korchoi. If a Kveshach, it's called Baal Korchoi. Not a real Baal Korchoi. And of them is Meduyek, Yishalem. The Duke of Yishalem is a Shein Adiyuk. The Duke of Yishalem is like a Shein Adiyuk. The Duke of Yishalem is a Shein Adiyuk. That's the Duke of Yishalem. So, Rove, I'm not masking. The Hainu, because Abai understands that this Lomdus Michlal doesn't make sense. So the whole Lomdus that Abai understands that makes sense is, if it's a Gvir Baal Koichu with the Lomdus of Volta, we said, Zog to Abai, if it's a Lomdus of Gvir, you say Yeshulam. Bezdin HaMeshalem for him. And Rashi is Madgish, Yeshulam, Mashmal de Achirim, the Bezdin Yodim Lenechosuch, Echomish can suffer, it's Emes Lamito. Rashi said it in the second time, not in the first time. The only kasha is why no one says it. That's the only kasha in this world. So that glad about Rashi, Avu given Ale. That's basically Nish. Now, Lomizan Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel stam apora oris bepshat. Rome le abaye le rove, le rabakive, diktoni meitav sodeyu shel mazik. So the Rabbeinu Chananel and Ale Shtel, why he says that the whole abaye's kasha is a hemshech le rabakive? Kilo, if you look like Rabbi Shmuel, meitav den nizak, Mehodnishkin kasha. Only while you learn made of the mazik, while you learn made of the mazik, then you have to say this pshat. What's the shaykh's name? If you learn like Rabbi Shmuel, made of the nizak, you also can say this pshat. What's the chilek? What? No, but he says that the kasha is while you learn like Rabbi Akiva. Le Rabbi Akiva. The kasha is le Rabbi Akiva. And if you're Rabbi Shmuel, you also have the spirit of psukim. Right, but about this, what? Totally, sometimes yes, sometimes not. But why it's only a kasha lefi Rabbi Akiva? Lefi Rabbi Akiva that it's made of the mazik, you have a stira sapsukim. And if I look like Rabbi Shmuel, it's no stira sapsukim. Why lefi Rabbi Shmuel is no stira sapsukim? Why lefi Rabbi Shmuel is no stira sapsukim? That's a good shtick of the ואותני כסף יושב לבולו ורבי שלו בכסף פירוש יושב כל מה שמשלם המזיק שהוא המזיק שווה and here he doesn't say the word סובים so שתיקל מדויק that we don't have to ask the kasha from סובים ורח is משמי the word סובים כל מה שמשלם המזיק שווה הוא בדידי תול הרחמון ולכסיב יושב ופורי כי בו המזיק לשלם מעצמו כל מה שירצה משלם ואם דוחי הוא מלשלם ובייזן גויבים הוציא ממנו אין גויבים אלו מיטב so in the Rabbim Chav for sure it's משמי דלום דשצד not that it's a knס. He doesn't say a word. He was matriach beis, not matriach. Tolu b'didei. When he pays, it's tolu b'didei. When beis in goyve, it's tolu in meitav. Mashu b'salom d'shabon, like we say. She said, Rashi is saying that this is only a davon in abaye, nish davon in rove. Someone asked me yesterday, a ore. A kleine ore. It's not a ore gmuro, it's a chatzi ore. The gemara has a tzad, chotsh lefi rove. I don't know if alam olaf rove was choyza mikushi da abaye or not. But Lamazan Rove was not choizer from Kushi Dabayas. Shita Rove will be that Baal Korcho you pay Meitav, Midaito you never have to pay Meitav. Tesis and Afhei wanted, said Klor, that one of the Echod Meesrim Abba of Ismazikim will be Koifer. Zeshtet in Tesis. Tesis says we don't write it in because B'misa Loikam Ayri. But Koifer is one of the Echod Meesrim Abba of Ismazikim is Koifer. So Tesis means that Koifer will be Echol Meesrim V'Arba Ovis Nezikim. The Halacha is Chai V'Koifer Ein Memashkin in Moisov. Chai V'Koifer Ein Memashkin in Moisov. So Koifer you only pay Midaitoi. You never pay Baal Korcho Koifer. So if you ever pay Koifer Midaitoi, if you say that there's no mate of Midaitoi, only Baal Korcho, so how Koifer could be Echol Meesrim V'Arba Ovis Nezikim V'Kulu K'Ovis L'Shalem Imeitav? Moses says Kulu K'Ovis L'Shalem Imeitav, Echo Mesri Baalba Ovis Nezikim is Koifer. Koifer, you never pay Baal Koch. What? Lefi Rov and not Lefi Abaye. Ganz fine. Lefi Rashi is Nishtah Zarov. It's only Lefi Abaye, and Abaye, I can never hold like that. זה עונה לפי רוב. אין לכנם, זה ישן, אין לכנם. לא מזן דגמור הוויתה. אומר לה אביי. אלו אומר אביי. אלו אומר אביי. כדמר, סבאי עושה זה אנדר יותר. דתניה, הרי שהיו לו בתים סודיס וקרומים, ואינו מויצה למוכרו. מאכילי מויסוי מייסר עוני עד מחצה. מי שהיו לו בתים סודיס וקרומים, ואינו מויצה למכור, מאכילי מויסוי מייסר עוני עד מחצה. ואבינן בו מר, היי חדומי, אי הוזלו ארסה דקולה אלמה ודידי נמי זל בעדיו, אפילו טובה נמי לספילה. If all the prices of the houses went down, and his house also is worth less from our same zoos, אפילו טובה נמי לספילה. זאת רשי פשט. מי שאוהו לסודס בתים וקרומים, שווה מאוסיים זוז, ותנן ממסך הספיה, מי שיש לו מאוסיים זוז, לא יתעלק את שיחו ופיה ומייסרוני, דלב עוניו, ונמצא גויזה לסוענים, שוורי רשי. He can't take it because he doesn't have a right to take it. Why רשי had to add, ונמצא גויזה לסוענים, אפשר לנצוף מזוגן הפשט, ויסח ניש. היו לו מויסיים זוז חוסר דינה, ונוסנו לו שווה אלף זוז בבסחס. הרי זה יוכל, יתו. I heard once a pshat that even that he could take אלף זוז, but a million he can't. He only could take אלף, but not a million. To check it up, the היינו, A oni, as a mitzvah to give a oni, kedei machsoiroi. You don't have to give a poor person. A person doesn't have money. So you can give him now $1 million, it's called tzedakah, about an ish. He doesn't need a million. So why are you allowed to give him elef? Every person needs elef. Mosayim is not enough. Just if a person has mosayim, he doesn't have a shame oni. But if he has a shame oni, you could give him a filu elef. But to give him without a shiu, efshal mikenish. Nuzem. אבל מכל מקום אלף עבדה you could give him. וזה יש לי בת עם סוד מבקרום משווה מאוסי עם זוז. אבל אינו מויצה למכור. מאכיל עם מויצה עם היסרוני עד מחצו. שווה מאוזוז וקרקוי סוב עם כור במאוזוז. לצפי מפל גלו יזילי לאוילום וערי יש לי מאוסי עם זוז. So we give him עד מאו. והובי בו מער פרק דגמורי אפילו טוב ונעמי לי בו לסבולי. שהרי אך שווה שווה מאוסי עם זוז. ותנן היו לו מויסיים זוז חוסר דינו, אפילו נוסו לו ישוב אלף זוז בבסח, אז ייתר. So the הלוך פרק דגמור, if now it's not worth אלף, if now it's not worth מויסיים, so why נויסים לו עד מחצו, you could give him how much you want. אלו, דאו תרער את כולה אלמה. What we'll say no, that what everyone else is worth money. ודידי, אידי דאייל ונופק הזוז זה על ערי, while everyone sees that he doesn't have money, so no one wants to buy it because they know he has to sell it, he's desperate to sell it, but maybe it lost the price. אפילו פורט הנמי לא יליס פולי. So don't give him garnished. So לא משתלם לגמורי. So שווה לגמורי, different מהלכים דוין דרישוינים, today we'll try to learn the first מהלכים רשי, לפי פשוטוי, on tales. לפי פשוטוי, לפי פשוטוי, אין רשי. A person has saw this that are worth more time. פרק דגמור הזה, if the price of everyone dropped and it's worth 100, so give him how much you want. He's only gomu. He's worth only 100 now. And if everyone else is worth 200. And the reason his is cheap, because he's nofik v'ayla zuzi. So people say he needs money. And we made it in ask him to pay. And we made it his soda is worth gomish. So don't give him a filu pute. Why? The hainu, Rashi learns, he's considered a rich person. He has mosai. He has mosai. פרג אין דרישוין עם השייל. פרג רבנו פרץ, תלמין רבנו תם. I understand the first kasha. בעצם it's worth 200, but the price dropped, so you could give him how much you want, he's not worth 200. But if it's בעצם worth 200, just no one pays him, because why no one is paying him? Because, למעשה, he's nofik ואי לזוזי. So no one is asking to pay him. If this is the reason no one is asking to pay him, because he's nofik ואי לזוזי, פרק דרישיינים איזה משנה אין פיה, פרק ה' משנה א', a person is a בעל הבית, he has money, and he's over ממוקם למוקם. Now he has a lot of money in America, now he's in Eretz Yisrael, he's stuck somewhere, he doesn't have no money, and he doesn't have no way to get his money. He's allowed to take ma'aser oni or not. Yeah? You give him ma'aser oni? He's a oni now. This person, le'ma'aser, because he's cheap and he's trying to sell, le'ma'aser he can't sell. The mice he can't sell. Lemaisa, he canceled. So, Lemaisa, he canceled. So, Lemaisa, now he doesn't have? If Lemaisa, now he doesn't have. So, why he can't take? Why are you not giving him? Well, he's a rich person that he can't have what to eat. What is the pshat? The first kasha is klo. Why are you giving it? Because the ma'isa now everything dropped, so he's only worth 100. If he's only worth 100, you're allowed to give him a few elef. That's the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara says, and if Lemoshul, the price didn't drop, only his only one drop because he's nothing by Ayla Zuzi. So no one is asking to give him money, so don't give him nothing because he's worth 200. He's worth 200, but he can't get it. What is the difference if he's worth 200 in America, now he's stuck here and he doesn't have what to eat, that you give him what to eat, you give him ma'isa? This person now, he has money that he can't touch. So the halacha is, you have to give him? What? I don't know America. The money could be in Yerushalayim and now he's in a certain land. So now this massive, this week, he's on, he doesn't have what to eat. Zog in the Rishoyni Materetz. I'm saying, I know it's a chidush to get derech b'das Rashi, but again, this is the pashtus. Kevon Sheposha, we don't give him. It's his fault. It's his fault. It's his fault. What? He nothing for Ayla Zuzza. He's not running his money properly. He has to know how to misanim. What? If he would not do it, if it would not be his fault, you have to give him. It's his fault. It's his fault. That's his fault. Why? Say something about the parents. Nothing for Ayla Zuzza. Don't show everyone that you're desperate in money. What? That's a pshia. Yeah? Yeah? It's pashta. It's a glatta. I'm in. What? So there are tumim of them. The tumim frek takasha. Every migu, how it's a migu, as you know, I'm only learning the sugya. You try to explain a person a migu in a week, he doesn't chapshat in the sugya. So what is the taina that Yenim has such a migu? Because if it would be a gan, if he would taina that. So the tumim, to learn the sugya, some people can't. Obviously, come to the end, the I mentioned gelt alein, everyone becomes a tumim. I say, so the tumim. So a person has to be careful. Now, what is mechudush in this pshat, the vile? The chidush in this pshat is, I say, it's mashmein meiri. And as they say in Rabbeinu Peretz, and as they say in Rabbeinu Malin Pshat in Rashi, the chisorn of this Pshat is that Rashi Deval never mentioned the word of Pshia. Later we'll see Rashi will mention it. I want to be maimi the Pshat. Why it's not such a chisorn? Who knows Masech to pay it? To ask a kasha that Rashi has to say a teretz. The sugi is close. The Gemara says like this. I want to be masbir it. The Gemara says, if it's not worth 200, so give him 1,000. And if it's worth 200, he's not on, he's Oshir. What's frekst the Akasha? So do I Mishnah and Peye? The Talmud is a Pesheya. The Mishnah and Peye we learned, we didn't learn yet the Mishnah and Peye. So Rashi has to mention it. Later we'll see a Pshat that Rashi will say Pesheya, we know get the Amber Azach. But we'll get Leat Leat. Let me tell you, it's a Shvera Suge. If we'll build it nice, it's a very Geshmaki Suge. Let me bring us Shita Shita Berashi. The Vile again. Rashi said, as Pshat HaGemore, the Gemore is handling, Rasei's Mashman the Meiri. The Gemore is handling, he's a Oshir or Oni. Zog the Gemara, if the price of everyone dropped, he's a Oni. If his own price dropped, he's a Oshir. Why? Be'etzem, it's worth money. It's not the price. Just put, people are not asking to pay to him because people should that in the end he will give it cheap. But be'etzem, what he has is worth 200, so he's worth money. But mainly he's not a Oni. He's called the Oshir. He has 200. Dosi the Gemara. We have a Zaitik Akasha Mibachutz. I'm asking Akasha, because Mishnah, the person has money and he can't get to it, you also have to give him tzedakah. The Torah says, that aloha already. If you pasha, you don't have to give. And I'll explain more from that. Lo yitzur, a person is pasha, and he became a ani. He burned all of his money, he burned everything. Pasha. You could give him what? Avada you give him. Avada you give him. Now he's a ani. Here, he's not a real ani. He's an ashir. It's a new aloche that an ashir that cannot get to his money, we have rachmanis on him. Only if it's not his fault. A person that is an Oni, doesn't make a difference why he became an Oni. And here, Be'etzer, we're saying a second Chiddush that is, we have to be Mevarer. That the, if a person is Pasha to be Oni, Machbadi that he's Pasha to be Oni. An Oni gets Tzedakah. So what? He's an Oshir. He's Nishkelani. We have to give money to Anim. If a person was Pasha to become an Oni, it doesn't make a difference. An Oni Ba'asher Rusham. A Masha'enken, if he's an Oshir, he has 200. There is a halacha that we have to take care of a person that is that cannot get his money. This is our halacha that we have to take care of him. As a halacha, then the halacha is, if he's Pasha, we don't have to. If he's not Pasha, we have to. So again, so I want to madish. The thing we're learning now, we're saying two chidushim. One, that we might meet this Rashi, that the reason we don't have the din of the Mishnah and Peah here is because it's Pasha. Even that Rashi never mentioned the word, but Rabbeinu Peretz mentions it, Rabbeinu Tam mentions it, Meiri. Second chidush we're saying, that the din, so, Manavshach, I want to explain why I'm saying the second chidush. Because we have a kash here. The Gemara explains that Be'etzim is worth money. Right? As I say the Gemara, Be'etzim is worth money. Why the Gemara? Rashi says it. Sharishovis karkoitzim o'osayim zuz. Amadgesh. Why Rashi says the first line? Look in Rashi Amud Beis. What is the first line in Rashi Amud Beis? Sharei karkoitzim shovis mo'osayim. Why Rashi has to say it? Say it's not worth it, but it's your fault that you became poor. This is the reason I'm medayek in this Rashi, that if it's my fault that I came poor, doesn't make a difference. If I'm poor, give me money. Dr. Rashi, you're not poor, you're worth Masayim. Abeluya Tsuyo, it's not considered you're worth Masayim, even that it's your fault that you Afik Va'ayla Zuzi, you consider the Oni. Does it clear in this Rashi? Sharekar Ko'isov Shavis Masayim. He's worth money. The Ainu, not Madgish Zayim. The lumpness of the Suya is, the Gemara Frektor say, if it's not worth, he's poor Bechefze. If the price dropped, if the price didn't drop, just grade he doesn't have Dr. Rashi, so what is Gemara's Yesoid? He's a Oshir. Because if he's not a Oshir, even that it's his fault, doesn't make a difference. Omar, I said, you're telling me Stam, it's not his fault, Michlal. But what we're saying, for the second shtickle, we have to say that it's considered that his Pasha, it's his fault. And this is the reason, as the Mishnah and Peah, we can't give him money. As the Mishnah and Peah, we're not giving him money. It's his fault. But Klabi the Shailif is the only Oshir. Klabi that Shailif is the only Oshir. And that Shailif, the Teretz is, he's an Oshir. So Lefi Rashi, the longest of the sugya is, he's an Oshir. Not Nogia to Posha, Loi Posha. He's an Oshir. This is the longest of the sugya. Now we're asking, is Isaac Shailev, what's with the Mishnah and Peah? The Teretz is on the Mishnah and Peah, we have a Teretz. What is the Teretz on the Mishnah and Peah? The Teretz on the Mishnah and Peah is a Posha. Aber Legabi, the Oshir Ve'oni, if he would be considered an Oni, not an Oshir, Posha would not help. So these are the two zachen that we have to divide Masbul, if you the first Shita and Rashi, and the first Chelik of the Gemara, that Lechure, why, what is the Chelik of Posha, Veloi Posha, Rashi never mentioned the word of Posha, Nishta Zakashe, and second, even a later Rashi will mention it, will be Masbul, and second, that we have a Chiluk, that only in the second Aloche is a Chiluk of Posha. But if a person is only Bechefze, even if he was Posha to be only, Simach Nishtais. Aber Azei, let me get into the next step of the Gemara. And for the Gemara, Kol Zeh Chelik of Abaye. לא יצריך עוד בימי ניסן יקור הארטה, ובימי תשרי זיל ארטה. דקולה על מנטרי עד ניסן ומזבי, והי אויל ויצטריך לזוז לזובין כדי אשתו. עד פועל גאורך למזל, תפי לב אורך למזל. What is the terrace of Shatin the Braise? זוג טרשי. ובימי ניסן יקיר הארטה מפני שלוקח ניר וחוי ראשי סבימי סקייץ וזרם בתשרי מרחשם ובתשרי נזילי שאין סיפוק לזורם בויס השונו. Zobin kedahashto, betishri mashma, mishum dem isr lezuze, ilkach oni loy havi, de yito shove elef dinor, oilu bi yemei nisvon, shoves karkoisu mosayim. It's not called that he's poor, because it's worth mosayim bi yemei nisvon. Ve osher loy havi, oil ve lekule al menami loy havi, shove nashto mosayim. Ilkach mishlim loy ad mosayim, vayinu mechtod al pal geuch le meizat feiloy. What is the terrace of the Gemara? So we go Pamela. This is klor, zogin ale achroinim, if a person has a karka that is worth 50. Everyone says in a couple of years the session will finish, it'll be worth much more money. It's a gomish. He's an onigomu. He's an onigomu. Aye, tomorrow it'll be worth money, it's a gomish. The aside of the sugya, and this is Be'etzim Negiata, what Abaye wants, that while the normal time that people sell is Chodesh Nisan, so the real price is Chodesh Nisan. So Be'etzim, this person, Zok Trashi, he's not an Oni. He has 200. Today it's worth 100. If Stam, the price has to go up, he's an Oni. Even the wait couple of years, you will have money. Now I'm money. Not stand because I don't have money in the meantime. Because it's not worth it. Here, Be'etzem, the price, but everyone sells it B'chodesh Nisan, L'moshel, I'll give you a moshel. If you want to sell your house in 3 o'clock in the night, in the middle of the night, there's no one around. The price could be a half. You don't sell 3 o'clock by night. You sell it by day in the when the market is open. You can't sell it in the middle of the night. The price is Yimei Nisan. This is the price. Yimei Nisan. This is the time you sell it. So Be'etzem, it's worth 200. And this Be'etzem, what Abaye wants to take out, Legabe Ar Sugye, Idiske de Hashto, Idiske de Mikore, that if you worth, how much it's worth? It's worth 200. It's worth 200. So don't give him garnished. It's worth 200. So Rashi, but Lemaisen, now it's worth garnished. Now it's only worth 100. Now it's only worth 100. So now it's only worth 100. So if now it's only worth 100, so he's an oni. No, he's not an oni. Lemaisen, he has 200. But Lemaisen, now it's only worth 100. So what is the Pshat in Rashi? So what is the Pshat in Rashi? Again, he's not a oni. It will be a oni, the Gemara had a kashi, give him 1,000. The Torah says he has 200 tomorrow. No, so don't give him garnish, but now it's not worth it. No, so what, the time in Rabbi Nutam, so what he answered? So it's again not worth it. So he's again a oni. The Torah says, no, but while tomorrow it's worth money, he's not called a oni. If he's not called a oni, so why are you giving him now money? Zogt Rablei Malin, you know why you're giving him money? Midin the Mishnah and pay it. Only he doesn't have no money, so you give him money. Only mitzad the din if Mishnah pay it. And the Mishnah pay it, you don't give him 1,000. You only give him what he needs to eat. So maybe you give him what he needs to eat. He's not a pusher here. Very good. So this reason you give him. No, he has money tomorrow. He's not a oni. And I was saying he would not be a oni. I said fakelt. Wait, we'll get to that. We'll get, leat. Let me boy. Leat. Again. Lefi Rashi, this person is not called the oni, he's worth 200. Because we measure the price lefi Chodesh Nisan. This is the price. Chodesh Nisan is the price. Chodesh Nisan is the price, okay, so don't give him garnished. No, but now he doesn't have. So he's an oni, so give him 1,000. No. We measure lefi tomorrow. So he's not an oni. If he's not an oni, he's an oshir, so don't give him garnished. Zokre blei pshat, I'm asking him again. The Mishnah and Peyer. It's ain't so. Why Rashi never mentions it as a Mishnah and Peyer, yeah? Everything is missing in the Sugya. But the Mishnah and Peyer. We'll go with Rablai Malach, the first, the Aleph base of the Pshat in Rashi. The Mishnah and Peyer. Zog Rablai, what? Yeah, for sure he's from Tamchut. Why not, why doesn't he from Tamchut? We'll get it. So Mamelu, you give him as the Mishnah and pay. You give him as the Mishnah and pay. Till here the vial, I'm saying Chus of Shtetmisht, it's good. Chus of Shtetmisht is good. I'm saying. But the Shaila is how much you give him. Now look what it says. You give him Ad Mechza. Why Ad Mechza? What from where the word Mechza came? What is the Pshat you're giving him Ad Mechza? What is the Pshat you're giving him Ad Mechza? I mean, what is the Pshat you're giving him Ad Mechza? So say Be'etzem, he's an Oshir. You can't give him 1,000, but you can give him what he needs to eat. So the Rabbi Niyena says Pshat, that Lemaise, what do you mean, he doesn't have what to eat? He has. He could sell his kark and he has what to eat. He has what to eat. Sell it, and you'll have 100. You're right, in the minute you sell it, you'll become poor and then you take a lot of money. Say that. But divine, why do we have to give you what to eat? Sell it, and you will have 100 zuz to eat. Sell it, and you will have what to eat. Again, he's not an oni, because he has later. I want to be masbir. The first shita in Rashi, Be'ez Hashem, we'll see later the other shitas, the first shita in Rashi doesn't hold that it's a problem to tell a person to lose his money. The next shitas will hold that based on Hod Rachmonis on him, to tell a person to sell his money cheap, we also don't want it to happen. The first shit in Rashi is not worried about that a person takes something that is worth 1,000,000 and sells it for 100. So let me show that. Don't come to tzedakah. You have 100. You're not an oni. Don't come to tzedakah. So Be'etzem, this person, Be'etzem, he has 100. Be'etzem, he has 100. So So what is the pshat? So in Rabbi Yehuda, so there's two ways to learn again. We're going to Vayil Lefi Demalach Lefi Rashi that he's not called the Oni, he's called the Oshir. Because Lemaisa we look Lefi Yukra Delekamei, and Lefi Yukra Delekamei he's worth money. Aye, so why Bichlal gets? He gets us the Mishnah and Payah, Zokter Bleib, the Divrei Cheskel. He's getting us the Mishnah and Payah. If he's getting us the Mishnah and Payah, I'm saying, Iker Chosam and Asefer. Aber Lama Zogin is getting us the Mishnah and Payah. So why Ad Mechza? Why Ad Mechza? So one has been Rabbi Yehine is Mashma in Echanami. Ad Mechza, Zok Rabbi Yehine, Keilu, he in Talmid HaRashbo brings down here, says, Chidushi Talmid HaRashbo, Ve'arosh, he brings down B'Shem Rabbi Yehine. Ad Mechza means, till he will manage to sell his Mechza. Another Hesber is, Ad Mechza means that Lo Yitzur, he needs to eat something you could give him. Because Lemaisa now he doesn't have money. Yeah? But Lo Yitzur, you give him 100, so he became rich. If he needs 100, you can't give him 100, because then he becomes rich. 100 he has, and now he has 200, you can't give him anymore. Because when he has 100, he's an Ani. So you're right, he's an usher later, but now he's... Here he has a din oni. So he doesn't have to dafka sell his karka. Vali's a oni here, so he could take. It'll be a big chiddush, because we'll ask the shayla. Balabaish, person who comes from America, has all the nechosim. Now he's here, and he has 100 zoos. So okay, now I'm a oni, I'm allowed to eat. Pasha's about an ish, because when he has what to eat. But maybe to sell the karka is not called that he has what to eat. So when we call makoim, so again, we have two esberim, if we want to learn like this, the val pshat. That he's eating us the Mishnah and Peyeh. So what is that Mechza? Other till he could sell the Mechza. Other till the amount of money, till 100. Because if you're giving him 100 Mevasachas, in that minute he's already Oshir. In that minute he's an Oshir. If he's an Oshir, he doesn't have a right to take. Because man, he's an Oni. So, Oni now. So, Bemeir is a Alochid that Val Bimekomeinu, he's an Oni. He has a right to take. As the Mishnah and Peyeh, he can take an Elif. It's very schwer. Let me end it with two Meshuras in the Gemara. Zogt Abaye, Mikol Mokoyim, what I took out from this Chidush, that he's called the Oshir, because it's worth more time tomorrow. Mele Zogt Abaye, Ochenami Gabin Ezokim, Dine Be'idis. Dine Be'idis. And Lefi, what you give him the Idis? How much you have to give him the Idis? You have to give him Idis, really, Lefi Nisan. Dainu, you owe him 100, and he wants an Idis. You want the Idis. So he comes, he deserves to get 100. So he's coming to be Tevea 100, yeah? He's coming to be Tevea 100, he wants 100. So I want to give him an Idis. Now the Idis is worth 50. Tell him, Herzachayim. This Idis Be'etzem in Chodesh Nisan is worth 100. This Idis is worth 100. So Lefi, what you give him? You give him Lefi Chodesh Nisan, or you give him Kedah Hashto? Look in Rashi. Be'ochi mitar tzikroik. You're going to be Yemei Nisan, you kire out of Yemei Tishre Zil. Ve'izik be'tishre shav emone. U'bol lig be'smone ma'koyis ma'mazik. Ve'dine be'idis kedusim emeita. Kedusim emeita. Omar le, ishak les kedino shkol Kedah Hashto. Ve'iloi shokil ki yukre delekamei. Zok shteyt in Gemara ze. If you want Idis, if you want, forget, if shokel dinoch, if you're taking Idis, shokel kedash. So b'meile you will get a bigger portion. But if you want Beninis, I will give you like tomorrow. Dehainu. I'm giving you a, if I give you now a Beninis, then the Maisa tomorrow to be worth double. So I want to give you a small piece. If you want Idis, take it Ashto. Because this is the price now. So here we, Be'etzem, Bolaleinu Levarit, this is Be'etzem, the Tamsis like Gemore, and every one of the Pshotim will have to follow to it. Behelem a Gemore now. What do we think Misvore? When the person is going to pay now. He's going to pay him now in Chodesh Tishrei. The Karka is worth nothing. But we said, the real price of it is Chodesh Nisan. So when he pays him Lefi today, or he pays him Lefi tomorrow? It's mashma that if he takes Idis, he gives him Lefi the price of today, not Lefi the price of tomorrow. Why doesn't he give him Lefi the price of tomorrow? When we said if he's rich or poor, he's rich. It's worth tomorrow. But when he pays Lefi Hashto. This is what we need to say, Pshat and Abaye. And Abaye here goes in between. So normally, Abaye doesn't say that a person could say, listen, if you want Idis, if you want Beinis, I'll give you different prices. Here, Valis, Idis and Beinis, he plays with this lumdus. If you take Kmosh Ilchase, you take it a Hashto. If you take Shalaiki Ilchase, you take Yuki Delekamei. And here first, Aleinu Levarer, what is the Svara Apshuto? How much he has to pay? Kede Hashto, kede Meikore? The way we learned till now. That Behilcho is rich, it's Golifi tomorrow. The Moshe. If we'll learn the sugya different, that he's not really called rich. Because Lemaisa now is poor. And the Gemara meant that he's poor. And he's not eating mitzad balabais. He's considered poor, so then we'll hear Taka in this Gemara, you go kede Hashto. This is Be'etzim, the noise of the Gemara. But what is Negeli in Yoneinu is Be'etzim, how you pay the Mazik. When you have such a karka, that a Nisan will be word like this, and Tishrei will be word like this. And again, we have to medayek this Rashi. It's an interesting Rashi. Look in Rashi. The Husku v'Tishrei. Who told Rashi that the Hezek was in Tishrei? The Hezek was 2 years ago. Now the time that he's paying is Tishrei. And Rashi says, Epes v'Husku v'Tishrei. Mashma, if the Hezek was in a different time, that's Be'ez Hashem, that's going to write, that's the Sugya.